time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, I really like them new television series that run, you know, 5 or 6 times in a row.
What are you talking about?
You know, like Roots and Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, you mean them mini-series.
Yeah, that's what they call them.
Oh, you really like them, huh?
Well, yeah, they get the, you know, you get the whole story right away. You don't have to watch all year.
I guess so. I hear that's kind of a new trend in television.
Well, yeah. Now, Rube told me about some more good ones that's coming up. You know, being a barber, he knows all that stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Well, there's one that's coming that's a story on 6 straight nights about a family in the ready-mix concrete business. His oldest son becomes a ballet dancer.
Now, that's weird.
Yeah, and his father's so embarrassed, he tells the whole town that his boy was killed.
Killed?
Yeah, in a student riot while protesting a school policy that everybody's required to take a course in Indiana State History.
Is this true now?
Well, he just told everybody that.
But his boy was really at ballet school.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, does his father ever admit he's alive?
Oh, yeah. Now, in the end, see, his son dances a hit ballet entitled Hoover Dam, where he dances a part of 8 million tons of concrete.
He does what?
He dances a part of the concrete, you know, in the building of Hoover Dam.
Oh, Sam, are you sure you got all this right?
We ought to sell the story of Leon's family and ancestors to television.
Well, no, they are different.
Now, Jesse, we could get rich. Instead of calling it Roots, we could call it Weeds.
Oh, Sam. Sam, them miniseries that you talked about, they just ain't gonna make it.
Well, now, I'm just repeating what I heard. I ain't saying it's good, but Rube told me about one that I think's just got to be a winner.
Yeah, well, what's it about?
It's a story about the family that missed the Mayflower.
They missed it?
Yeah, they got to the dock just as it pulled away.
Oh, me, is this true?
I think so. The story's about their trials of trying to get to America by themselves.
Well, how could anybody miss the Mayflower?
Well, on the way to the docks, the Queen's police arrested him for loping his oxen.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, yeah, they had this fodder shortage at the time, and the speed limit was down to 8 rods an hour.
Oh, too fast,
huh? Yeah, it got him going 9 3/4.
Huh?